Well, today's episode is on analysis of positive or negative effect of GST rate revision by SAG Infotech Private Limited Company. So let's start. Get to know an analysis of the positive or negative effect of GST rate revision on some items. Also, we mentioned tax experts and reviews. The rise in the price seen in some items is labeled food items, packaged food items weighing up to 25 kg per pack, or retail packs. Before the revision of GST rate was exempted, currently, a 5% tax is levied on them. The outcome of that will be that staples like packaged pulses, wheat, atta, rice, and others would be included beneath the change. Similarly, a 5% GST would be levied on curd, milk, and paneer. Items such as paper knives, pencil sharpeners, spoons, ladles, forks, skimmers, and others would be now levied with 18% GST instead of 12%. A 12% GST will be imposed on the hotel rooms with a tariff up to Rs 1,000/night that was exempted in the former times. A 5% GST will be imposed on the hospital rooms with a rent of Rs 5,000 per day, excluding ICU. The revision of the rate will be decided in the 47th GST meet conducted in the former month, ruled by Finance Minister of India Nirmala Sitharaman. In the meeting, it is also decided that the elimination of the duty inversion for the goods in which the input taxes were higher with respect to the output taxes. FM pointed to inefficiencies in the value chain, the cause for the surge rendered to negotiate with the same. For this value chain, she was hoping that the load will be reduced on the assessed, which can impact the collection of revenue, she added. There is an expectation that Rs 15,000 crore of revenue can seek to be generated after the change in the rates. Pandemic and GST rate impact on revenue. From the impact of the pandemic, the revenue has been affected, and due to the GST rate is being changed. The process of compensation for GST execution for the 5 years for the state it ended in June, was not extended even after 12 states have sought it. Thus rationalization of the rate is essential. Leakage in the revenue would be notified because of the provision in which the taxes on the pre-packaged food items were exempted. Hence there was an exemption from the tax on the items which were being sold by some companies beneath the brand names that were not registered ever. There was a loss of Rs 70,000 crore in a year on the rate cut made by GST within the first year of its start. GST Committee Chief Economic Advisor ruled. As per the previous Chief Economic Advisor of the GST Committee, Arvind Subramanian ruled that for the center and states the combined revenue neutral rate change must be 15 to 15.5%. During that time the two rate structure was in place that contain a standard rate that was closer to RNR and a SIM rate or a demerit rate and was higher. It was obeyed by a 2019 report incurred by RBI that mentioned that a good weighted average GST rate came down to 11.6% from 14.4% at the start. The updated data indicates that a 27.2% pan-India average shortfall between post-settlement gross GST revenue and projected revenue was recorded in 2021 to 2022 corresponding to the 37.9% recorded in 2020 to 2021. Tax experts' reviews. According to the experts, there is a lower impact on consumers and the inflationary concern would be lesser. The office stationery and cutlery would not be a daily bought item that is used every day and poses a less CPI weight. GST rise in hotels will result in the rise of 0.11 basis points, LED light will render an outcome of 0.97 basis points and the things such as milk and curd would be directed to a rise of 0.47 basis points. Thus the experts recommended that the CPI inflation would not rise much because of the revised rates. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast so you never miss an episode. Visit our website at blog.sageinfotech.com or call us at 0141 4072000. Thanks for listening.